Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI.
I think that we spend so much time, especially in the online digital space, talking about how do I get them in? How do I get them in? And that's important, that's relevant, but there's also the question of once they're there, how do you keep them there? In addition to how do you get the maximum revenue possibility out of them?
That's a clip from today's interview with Nicole Walters talking about the funnel after the funnel. She's going to define for you exactly what that is and why that's so important for you to help you scale your business, but also serve more people too. We're also going to get into her story about how she actually quit her job live in front of an audience, how she's since then built a seven-figure business, and how she keeps it all together while being an amazing mother too. We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, hey, let's cue the intro music. Here we go.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host. If he could be any character in a Disney movie, it would be Flynn Rider, Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for joining me in this session of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. We are in 305 and speaking today with Nicole Walters from NicoleWalters.tv. She is somebody who I've known over the past few years, and I've heard her name a number of times until this past year when we've gotten to know each other really well. We've spoken on the same stage together, and she is just a fantastic woman who has so much energy, as you'll hear, but also a ton of amazing knowledge, and it's just pretty incredible what she's gone through and what she has learned and is going to share with you, as I mentioned there in the intro. So without further ado, let's just dive right in. Here we go. Nicole from NicoleWalters.tv. Nicole, welcome to the SPI podcast. Finally, I'm so excited you're here. Welcome.
Pat, I'm so excited I'm here. This is long overdue. We've been friends. I'm so excited.
It has been long overdue, and not just because we've talked about this, but because, I didn't even tell you this right before we recorded, but I've had several emails come in from people literally asking me, can you please have Nicole on your podcast? Because she will provide some amazing information for your audience, which I know will happen. So kudos to you for building such an amazing community.
Well, Pat, it wasn't cheap to do it, okay? Do you know how much I had to pay those people to send those emails? Just kidding.
That's the secret. No.
That's the secret sauce, guys. Everyone, turn it off. It's done.
All right, episode over.
Episode over. Now, this is fun, and I'm excited to be here. You guys have the greatest crew, and so I'm excited to share.
Yeah, my audience is amazing, and they deserve this content, because what you're going to teach them through what we're going to talk about later on is related to not just building a huge, amazing, supportive community, and you being able to do it in such a quick time period. We'll talk about how you excelled through that, but also beyond that, you have this thing that you call, you know, the funnel after the funnel, and we'll kind of unpack what that means in a little bit, but it's something I need to think about too. So we'll get into that in just a minute. But Nicole, can you tell everybody a little bit about who you are and how you got to what it is that you do?
Absolutely. So I come from a corporate background. I used to work in healthcare, and it was great being a senior executive. You know, I was 28, so I had big dreams and a millennial attitude, meaning like, how come I don't run this place in 3 years? When my boss looked at me one day and said, hey, you know, after this, you're kind of going to keep doing this for a couple years, and then we'll see what happens after that. I kind of died a little inside. I was like, you know, I have so much more to offer. So in grand burn the bridge behind you fashion, I quit my job live online in front of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
I went on to Periscope, was the app that was just sort of taken off at the time. And I've been documenting my entrepreneurial journey all along the way. So here's me blogging, here's me trying out stuff, a lot like what you did, Pat, you know, just kind of sharing what worked and sharing what didn't, but also, you know, crying in the tub and, you know, sharing what it's like being a mom while doing all of it and doing it live. And then the day came where I was like, you know what? This job is feeding my family, but it's not feeding my soul. I'm kicking this thing. Wow. And everyone was like, hey, do it in front of me. I want to see it. You know, you aren't going to take us all this way and then leave us here outside the door. And so I quit my job live in front of everyone. And from then on, I've managed to build a now officially as of this year, multi seven-figure business. And I've been doing this thing full-time for 3 years now and just loving it.
What? Okay. This is, some of you listening are probably like,
what?
This is crazy. B, I'm inspired. C, let's talk more about this.
Yeah.
So this was 3 years ago. You were unhappy with your job. You went in, you periscoped it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, do you still have that video somewhere?
I do have that video. I actually only share that video with members of my community.
Okay,
and
totally okay.
And I haven't been able to watch that video since the day it happened because it's like way too real. I'm not ready yet. It's like way too real.
Well, let me ask you, what was the initial feelings that you were having as soon as you had made that decision? You went in, you told your boss that you were done. How did you feel after that moment?
So it was a combination of like elation and like the world's biggest pressure. Like I just did this in front of people. Like I cannot fail, right? You know, like half the people that were watching were like, this girl's an idiot. She'll never get a job again. Not understanding that like, dude, I don't want one, you know? And then the other side of it was people who were like saying like, I'm in it for this girl to win because I need to win. And they're watching it also. And so it was tons of excitement. Where the real feelings came in was the day after when I was standing in my kitchen by my island holding a cup of coffee and crying because I was like, I don't know where to be. Why? Like, I just, wait, what? You know, and I had tons of work to do, but it was this sort of like, it's all over. So now what, you know? And, and I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling, but, before you know it, there's more to do than you have in hours in the day and it all comes together beautifully.
And you had a little bit of a following in a blog at that time when you had quit and
I totally did. So for anyone who's listening, it definitely wasn't I just quit my job and just hope for the best. You know, it wasn't one of those situations. I like to call it hiring myself. I built a place to go. So I'd been blogging for 5 years while working in corporate. And then when I finally quit to open my own consulting firm, I do what I did in corporate. So it's not like I quit to do something vastly different. Mm-hmm. I built my and scaled my corporation from 2 million to 200 million. So I just do the same now for a different audience every day. Entrepreneurs, corporate strategies to build their business with success.
That's awesome. Okay. So from there, you're crying at the counter. And then when do you finally pick yourself up and what are the first things that you do?
Sure. So fortunately, I had clients, you know, so I'd already started testing things out and I'd managed to make about $11,000 in 3 weeks through a mixture of affiliate income, sold mini info products. Like I had a quick video tutorial and that was $12.99 on how to set up an Amazon store, which is non-existent now. But, you know, at the time, that was quite lucrative as a product for me. And then coaching. So or not coaching, but individual client consulting. So I had a couple of clients there. So, I mean, I couldn't cry at the counter for long because, you know, the phone was ringing and I had work to do.
And then how did you be able to, like, at what point in this journey did you finally realize that, yeah, like, this is, I got something here that I can take full steam and now it's a real business?
Well, I already had like a sketch and an outline going prior to this because I'd built other companies before. So I knew that I needed multiple streams of income. I knew that I needed to have a diversified product. So I couldn't have multiple streams of income, meaning seven different types of mastermind packages or seven different types of specialty coaching. You know, I needed to have things that greatly varied. Mm-hmm. And so that if one, you know, wasn't doing so great, something would support the other. And then I also knew that I had to have you know, general monetary goals to make sure that I could continue to pay myself the same income because I have a family to support. So I sketched all that stuff out before my quit day. And then after my quit day, it just became about executing that process with excellence.
That's great. So that was about three years ago?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And I'm still here. And I think that every entrepreneur can really align with that feeling. It's like, I'm still here, you know?
Gosh, I sometimes think to myself, like, could it all go away one day?
You know,
and
right?
Would I go back into the workforce? Which the answer would be no.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think like, I'm not kidding. Sometimes like when I go in and like I buy a car, like I'm my family's resident go-to car person. Like I go with people because I negotiate and sell like crazy. And like I get the itch where I'm kind of like, what would it be like to, you know, have vacation days again? You know, like what would it be like to have paid time off, you know, and just that structure. But I wouldn't trade it in for the world. It is amazing to be able to serve in your purpose, change lives and chart your own course. Like there's nothing else like it.
Not only that, you are, like myself, a big family person,
mm-hmm.
and you care so much about your family. It comes through in your presentations and your work online. Talk a little bit about your family, because I know there's a story there that a lot of people can just, we'll get to know you a little bit better through it.
Sure. So I am a mom of three girls and I'm married. I've been married for 10 years to the hubbin, my husband, Josh, and my girls are 6, 15, and 18. And I adopted all three of them. So we, around the time that I was getting ready to quit my job, and when I finally said I have to make this entrepreneur thing full time and generate some real income, it was because we'd met our girls through a Baltimore City foster situation. And essentially, we'd taken these girls into our home. Their mother was struggling with some addiction issues, and she was going to jail for a year. So we decided that we would, you know, continue to parent these girls. And when she was released, it just was clear that our home was the best situation for them. So we became parents of three girls. And I knew that, one, we didn't have a college savings fund, and I had a kid going to college in a year, and I had another one following her 2 years after that. So I needed to make this work, and I needed to make sure that I was able to give them everything that they deserved. And so, and then also I wanted to be home. You know, I realized that they'd been denied a lot of love, and they deserved it, and they just light up my whole life. So now I'm a mom of three kids, and, you know, it's the greatest thing ever, you know, being an entrepreneur and being able to actually experience every single element of that parenting life. It's the best.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that we were all able to experience, because you also shared this on a live stream, which there seems to be a pattern here for a lot of like big moments in your life, right? With
right.
live streaming it. And you are, like myself, very transparent and open, and you love bringing people into your life to kind of show them how things work and how you think. And right. one of those things is when your daughter went to college.
Oh my gosh, yes. So
and this thing went viral.
It was crazy. So I have actually had, I have another video going viral right now. I've had three viral videos in the past like 4 months.
Describe, define viral for us.
So I've had one that's done 20 million views. I have one that's done 5.6 the last time I checked million views. And the one that I just posted last week right now is at like close to 130,000 views. And like, and get picked up by different media outlets and national outlets. It's the wonkiest thing. And it's like, Pat, I got to tell you, I wish I could say I had a formula to just give to your audience. Cause I know they're like, how do I do it? Right. Mm-hmm. The only thing I know is that, like, don't wear makeup, don't have a wig on, be a hot mess, you know, and wear sweatpants and like might go viral. You know what I mean? Like, that is like the only thing I can say, because it's just being transparent and sharing consistently. That seems to be the thing that happens. But yeah, like my daughter went to college and she like ghosted us for like 3 days where we just like she'd just gotten there and we didn't hear from her. And so like we went down there to remind her, like, we still love you, we still care about you, and no, you're not going to disappear, you know? And that went viral like really quickly. I just never would have expected it. But people seem really interested in the fact that we've got this like wonky, you know, God created family in addition to this like, you know, this thriving, burgeoning entrepreneur thing. It's just, there's a lot happening over here, Pat. There's a lot happening.
What was the latest video that went viral? I didn't even know that yeah, happened.
Yeah, well, it just happened since last week, and I woke up today and had all these media requests in my inbox, and I was like, oh no, because I'm getting ready to travel. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? So this one was my neighbor came over unexpectedly at like 8 o'clock at night, and my family, we're a disaster. So like, I mean, there was food everywhere. We're just like, I mean, like I didn't have a bra on. Like, Pat, my situation was not together. And like, so he comes over and he's wearing like the universal sign for murder, which is like leather gloves and a leather jacket, right? And he's like knocking on the door, and I'm like, we're about to die. And of course my husband, who grew up in the suburbs, because I'm a city girl, just goes and opens the door, like no big deal. And it's so like one of my kids just goes and dives behind the other couch. The other one notices that my neighbor brought over his son's like, you know, hot. Like, they're like, oh, he's hot. You know, he comes over and they're just like, we can't even. Like, they're embarrassed. Needless to say, I did a video of the aftermath where I was like, guys, this is just like, I wasn't ready. And people just, they thought it was hilarious. They totally connected with it. Everyone's like, yeah, you know, oh, wow. Real life, what are you going to do?
Well, sometimes, as a lot of you know, we create, and sometimes, you know, things don't get picked up, and other times they do. And like Nicole was saying, sometimes there's just no formula. It just happens sometimes. But there are other things that you purposefully do that help you grow and scale your business for sure. And one of those things that I know that you've focused a lot on and you're becoming known for is really the community building aspect. I mean, you have an incredible set of fans. And Nicole and I were speaking at an event together. It was a business boutique with Christy Wright in Nashville. And we were going through the hallways and, you know, there's 3,000 women there. And apparently you had spoken there the year before. And I swear, we didn't go 10 feet between you getting stopped and having a person ask you for their autograph or wanting a selfie or all this stuff and just thanking you for all that you've done for them. And people getting together, even without you, saying like, oh my gosh, like, isn't Nicole awesome? And I just saw that everywhere. So it's just a testament to the value that you provide and the care that you have for the community. I'm curious to, and we could start here. How did you build that community in such a way?
So, oh my gosh, yes. It's so cool because I have the most awesome community. That we call them rich friends, or we call each other rich friends. And it's because we're rich in purpose, and we're rich in value, and we're rich in family. And we're working on getting rich in coin also. So this community is just unmatched. And I honestly think that the way that it was built was really just by being real people from the beginning. So some of the things I think you mentioned that you've done before, Pat, when I first started, I knew that the way I was going to distinguish myself in this space, you know, amongst all these people out here who are offering various services was through my service. So, I mean, I picked up the phone and I called people and I send birthday cards and I, you know, check up on them if a family member's sick, and I remember names and I remember hobbies, and, you know, we have our tiny rich friends and we celebrate when there are new births in our community. And these are all things that lend a feeling of, you know, one, not just feeling like a client or a customer, but, you know, genuinely being a friend, and also making the internet not so big of a place. And what's great is, you know, I talk to these people every single day. So when we finally meet in person, it's kind of bringing everything full circle. Like, I feel like we've already known each other for a long time. And, you know, all this stuff, I think, has also helped my results in terms of my products, because you're more likely to implement when you know that a friend is sort of watching over you and counting on you in a way that you may not do if you just feel like it's a coach experience. It's a lot harder to let down your friend. So, yeah, the rich friend community, we roll deep, and it's great because the community stands on its own. I may have founded it, but it's not built around me. Like, rich friends are a thing of their own.
I love that. And that's kind of the cool thing for beginner entrepreneurs. When you are building a community in whatever nature you're in, you have an advantage because you can have those interactions with people, right? Like, is that how you started? You just picked up the phone and started calling people who started to pay attention to you?
Absolutely. I mean, partly because I was like, you know, I didn't have the money for a team, you know, so I answered every email and I still do. And I picked up the phone and I called people, you know, regularly because sometimes it's easier over the phone. And if people were showing up on my live broadcast regularly, I noted it and I said their name and I acknowledged them and I thanked them for being there. And I answered the comments on my post. And, you know, I still do that. I manage all of my own social media myself. So if you send me a tweet, you're getting me in response, you know, and I find that has truly helped deepen the relationship, that people know that they actually have access to me and I'm not going anywhere.
How do you manage now that you've grown much bigger?
I still manage my own social media. For my inbox, I have an assistant who goes in there and sorts through my emails. Anything that's labeled for Nicole only as the subject line, it goes directly into a folder that I read myself. And, you know, because we have private messages from dedicated members of the community. And then, and that kind of helps me not have to read every single thing in the inbox. And it just keeps it personal and intimate.
How do you keep the community? Because the community is not just, you know, you, Nicole, talking to them and them talking to you. It's about them talking to each other. In what ways are you facilitating those discussions and allowing them to happen?
Sure. So it was tactical. I think that that's one of the biggest mistakes that when people build communities in this entrepreneur, especially digital online space, is they worry so much about the community being centered around them and the community being something that they are the head of and the leader of, when a good community should stand on its own because that is something that they'll talk about other places. So a lot of it was the language. When we first came in the community, we talk about rich friends being real friends. We encourage them to get together. You know, we will have mini groups and mini small groups where people are able to have sessions, you know, for a accountability. And I'm not afraid to allow, you know, my community to live and breathe on its own, independent of me, because frankly, I can serve them well, but if we all work, we serve each other. And that's something that I always continuously infuse into the community, that we have to help each other. And we have regional meetings and things like that too. So it's great.
And so you're meeting with people in person, it seems.
Oh, yeah.
They're meeting with each other. How do you foster that community online?
Yeah. So online, I have a membership group. So this is a membership group that I built out of a Facebook group that was tied with my course. So do you want me to break that down?
Yeah,
I'm sure the SPI folk, you guys grab pens and papers. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So here's how we do it. So I had a course I still have a course called 1K in One Day Academy, where I teach people just business basics like LLC, DBA, just doing all the things to make sure that you're acting like a business so you can get paid like one. So I started that, and I had the compatible, you know, Facebook group that goes along with most courses that can kind of walk you through the experience. Well, when people go through my course experience, unlike a lot of course creators, not you, Pat, because I know that we see eye to eye on service, but I am very present. It's not a set it and forget it. It's not just, you know, run by somebody else. I am there, I'm interacting, and I just overserve. Well, I did this for an entire year. And what I did was I didn't close the group. So typically at the end of those course experiences, you close the group and that's just that. But what I did was I actually left the group open and I created an alumni experience. So after about 7 launches, I combined all of these people into a single group. And I then proceeded to serve this group as if it was a membership group, meaning I provided monthly trainings. I continued to run, I think, every quarter. We ran through the course again for anyone who didn't finish, or anyone who, you know, things had changed their life or they wanted a refresher. I just continued to serve them.
Is this still on Facebook?
This group? Yes, this was all still on Facebook.
Okay, cool.
So then we had, and I did this, it was at expense to me. It cost me about $1,500 a month to keep this group open, and I was not earning extra revenue from this alumni group. The group at this point totaled, I believe it was 1,500 or so. And I did this for a full year. And after that year, I told everyone that I was going to close the group. I said, you know, I'd like to do something bigger, and I'd like to transition this into a bigger way where I'm able to bring in even better experiences, more unique experiences. I wanted to build a custom member portal with additional content, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, everyone who wanted to continue this rich friend journey, they were more than welcome to come. There would be live events, there would be bonuses, perks, things like that. But I wouldn't be able to do that, you know, at no expense. So I converted the group over to a member group. So my initial member group immediately converted over, and I did about, if we looked at the annual revenue, it was like $420K within a week from the existing member group. So wow. I converted these people over. Yeah, it was, and I mean, it was a blessing. It was just such a nice vote of confidence that one, the experience was valuable, but you know, I more than got my return on over a year of service.
So wait, this was a membership that cost how much?
The membership group for these members was grandfathered at $47. The group now costs $147 a month.
Okay.
In order to be
that,
there.
That totaled, where did the $420K come from?
So it came from, some people had paid for, like, you know, several years in advance. Like, people are like, I never want to leave and I never want to forfeit my grandfathered fee. So we have people that have, you know, purchased 3-year and 5-year memberships. So, cause they just, they're like, I'm in it for good. And then we had some people who paid $47. Some people who said they didn't get in. And then like within 3 months, they were like, I missed this so much. I want back in. And then they paid at the regular rate. So, because we welcomed back in, but you didn't take advantage of the grandfathered rate. So, mm-hmm. So it worked out really well. So I had this group that I'd been nurturing for free, you know, not for free, but, you know, at an expense to me for a year. And then I converted that over. And we started off the year with this group that I didn't have to find off the street, they were already familiar with, a group that was already functioning. And then I used a huge part of those funds to build a custom member portal. So I have a custom member portal that goes along with it so that all the interaction isn't solely in Facebook, so I can actually own that relationship. After that happened, from each launch thereafter of my course, 1K One Day, we have a compatible Facebook group, but now each of those members is now offered the opportunity to join this member group. And that is the only way to get access to this member group. So after several more launches, we now, as of December 15th, maybe it was the 19th of 2017, we scaled the member group to a $1 million member group that has never been launched to the public and costs zero marketing dollars. Thank you.
That's incredible.
Yes.
I mean, to do zero marketing, essentially, and to not make it public, yet still do that for you. That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's, but I will say that all of that is because of service. Like, we serve like crazy. And when I say we, I mean me and my team. So my team is they're known internally amongst the rich friends as the Chick-fil-A of customer service. I mean, they're all my pleasure at everything. You know what I mean? Like, they're really good. And so my team, I mean, they're handling needs. Like, you know, we have a clear the inbox by 11 a.m. rule, you know, East Coast, you know, and, you know, pick up the phone and call if you haven't served it after one or two touches. A lot of these things are corporate things that we are applying in an online world where you don't get to see that very much. And then also the other part is I'm present. You know, I think that unfortunately we've kind of gotten to this place where everyone's all automation, and you can't automate relationships. You have to be present. You get paid for doing work. So the idea that I would have a $1 million group that I never show up in is ludicrous. You know, I don't want to hand it over to people. It's the place that I serve, and I'm getting paid to do so, in addition to the fact that I love these people and I love this community and I'm into what they've got going on, and I want to be there to support them and help them grow. So it's my favorite place to hang out, and what's great is I've got this annual recurring income that continues to scale, and I've yet to launch it to the public, and I don't know if we ever will open it to the public. The only way to get into this group is if you go through the journey. Yeah, right, I wouldn't. Pat shut that down. He's like, oh yeah, no.
Don't do it, because this is special.
Don't do it. It's very special. And it's cool because then we go places, like we have like, you know, our little clubs, and we've got like our rich friend pins, and we've got like club cards, you know, and we do trips and excursions. Like a bunch of us went to Cancun, and all these things are included, like, you know, as part of the membership. So we've taken groups of people to Cancun. We've done challenges where we've had yacht club trips. In March, we're all going on a cruise together. And it's just sort of this like inside country club, yacht club, secret society, fun thing of like the coolest, dopest entrepreneurs online, not including the SPI crew. They're also very cool.
That's super cool. When you made that transition from Facebook to your own membership portal, was there any pushback?
Oh my gosh, it was not easy. So there were three things that happened, three dynamics. The first one was that I just felt like trash. I am not going to lie. I was terrified that everybody was going to be like, are you kidding me? You know, like, I don't care how you've served for a year. Like, why on earth would we think there'd still be value? You know, because imposter syndrome, nerves, whatever. I just am so invested that I didn't want to lose my friends. Right. So there was that part. The second part was, you know, some people were like, no, like, you know, I've been living rent free in this house. And now you're telling me you don't want to pay rent anymore. You know, like, it's just kind of, that's crazy. You know, people just, so people respond differently at times, you know, when you say you're taking away something, if they're using it or not using it, you know, so there was that part of it. And then the last part was I knew that some people would be excited and be all in, but I also was aware that that now meant that I needed to up the ante. I had to be even more valuable than I was before. And that was some additional pressure. So yeah, there was pushback. And there was, but there was an opportunity to step up and grow, and people who jumped in are thrilled that they did.
That's awesome. The one question I want to ask before we start to get into the funnel after the funnel.
Sure.
Is that it is obvious that you are very dedicated to your community of rich friends. I'm sure a lot of them are listening right now. I hope they're smiling during this because they get to hear you talk about the journey here.
Smiling, Pat. They're screaming. They're screaming right now. Like, yes, Nicole, right? Like, collectively. I can feel that there is a yes, Nicole. Like, rich friends for life. It's happening.
Love it. Now, with all the time and effort that you're using to help and serve them, how are you balancing that with you as a mother and a family person? Because this is something that, you know, I obviously care so much about the SPI audience in the same exact way. That community is going to only get even more tight over time as I do somewhat similar things to what you've been up to now that my courses are out. But also I have two kids as well, and I want to make sure that I'm always there for them too. Like, what have been some of the struggles, and how are you able to you know, stay family and business?
Sure. So, I mean, there's two things. One, I grant myself some grace. You know, I think that we're really hard on ourselves as if everyone's able to juggle everything. Like, you can't. There's always going to be a ball on the floor. And for me, for almost 2 years of full-time entrepreneurship, that ball on the floor was my health. I just wasn't taking care of myself. I recently lost about 60 pounds, and that was because I finally figured out how to balance all of that. But, you know, in the meantime, I am, more of our meals are less home-cooked. They're more like, you know, salads and green things and Insta prepare foods, you know, and we're okay with that. We're not dying, you know what I mean? But once in a while, it's nice when I make a home cooked meal. But the idea that you're going to juggle everything is just ludicrous. No one's juggling all the things, and most of us have help, you know. So that's the other side of it too, is I have a team, you know, and I didn't have a team in the beginning, but I also didn't have as many obligations in the beginning. So as your obligations and duties grow, to make sure that you can continue to be where it matters most and be present while you're in that moment, you've got to leverage using a team. And in doing both of those things, I find that wherever I am, I'm able to give 100%. And that, I think, is what people recognize and what really counts.
I love that. And I have to second the team situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's something that I've had to really get over, actually. The fact that I needed a team in order to grow and scale and still be 100% present with my audience, but also at the same time, let the team do their thing so that I can also be 100% present with my family.
Definitely. Yeah, it's definitely tough when you're so invested, because in those early days when it's just you and that computer, you know, like it's just me and you, buddy, and we're making this happen, you know, and then you're like, all right, I got to hand some of these things off. But are you sure you know how to use Microsoft Excel? You know, it's just like you just got to like let it go, you know, and once you do, you realize, oh, my gosh, I just hired a new team member, which is my first person I've ever paid six figures, you know, on my team. So like, for me, that's like a really big deal, because I feel like, okay, now I'm like a for real business owner. Like, now I really have a job. And like, and it's crazy when you realize that you're, you know, supporting someone else's family. It's like
totally.
Whole pictures, you know. But what's cool is I just realized, like, for the past 2-3 weeks, because he just started, you know, in the end of December, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like I'm not doing as much stuff. And I told him, and he was like, it's because I'm doing it. You know? Like, and I'm like, oh, I was like, this is weird. I feel like I feel like I have more free time. I just didn't know what to do with myself, you know,
yeah.
But it means I'm delegating well. And it also means that like he's serving his purpose. So yeah, it's a biggie. Hire that help. You
That's
need
cool.
It.
May I ask you, and feel free to say no, but what position commands a six-figure income like that?
Oh, yeah. Head of operations. So it's like my number two, like chief operating officer. So it's the person that, and you could totally ask, listen, Pat, nothing's off limits, only for you and SPI. So understand that all your crew, no tweeting and sharing my top secret stuff. You can only share that this was the best podcast ever and people need to come listen to it. But mm-hmm. you can't say what was in it. No, but seriously, it's my head of operations. So that's the person who runs as you when you're not around, yeah. You know, so redundancy is important. Like I need to make sure that, you know, if I need to go somewhere or do something, that these things can go off without, you know, a hitch, and that there's someone who can make those calls that I trust, that's also capable, and that handles some of the vision and the growth outside of myself. So that is absolutely worth it. And then furthermore, once you get that person on your team, you have to pay them to retain them. So I want to make sure that that person who is, you know, well-versed in my business doesn't go anywhere. So you better believe that they're going to get, you know, a good chunk of the business as well. And that's from corporate in terms of the structure and the hierarchy. It just makes sense.
How did you find that person?
So I actually was working at another event, and this person was being underutilized, meaning like they had a ton of skills, but they were in a role that just wasn't suited to what they were doing. And we had built a friendship over the course of over a year. And then finally, when they decided to leave that company, I reached out for some individual projects, which is how I start with any new hire. Mm-hmm. I just work with them on a project basis. And then after that, I said, you know what, there seems to be a lot of synergies here. I'd love for you to come on in a full-time capacity. And they were more than excited to do so.
I love it. Thank you for painting that picture for us. I think that's actually really, really, really helpful for everybody.
Sure.
Cool. So let's talk about the funnel after the funnel. You had mentioned this phrasing to me, and I love the sound of it, but I don't know necessarily what it means. Can you teach us your ways, Nicole. What is this?
So funnel after the funnel is what happens when people are already in-house. So I think that we spend so much time, especially in the online digital space, talking about how do I get them in? How do I get them in? And that's important. That's relevant. But there's also the question of once they're there, how do you keep them there? In addition to how do you get the maximum revenue possibility out of them, right?
Like after a subscription or after a purchase?
This is after a purchase, after they come in the doors, period. So so one thing that you'll notice and that I think you've covered very well is just, you know, pulling in great content that makes people want to come in and buy, whether it's integrating affiliate links in your email or, you know, even being online and pitching something or selling from the stage, whatever, you're getting that person in the door. Okay. But after they're in the door, there's a funnel after the funnel, right? So whatever you did funnel-wise, great, they're here and now they're ready to give you money. But now we have a responsibility, both as people who are committed to our legacy and service, but also as, you know, good entrepreneurs trying to make money, to make sure to take these people on a transformation journey. And the way that I do this, the way that I teach it, is through something called customer mapping. Now, customer mapping is when people come in, you walk them through the first sort of introductory experience. And this first introductory experience, oh, none of these things are free, by the way. The first introductory experience can be any variety of things. It can be an email course. It could be a mini course. It could be a low-level discovery call or coaching session. It could be a small workshop or lecture or webinar, just something that is a minimal time investment from you, ideally something that is evergreen, meaning they can access it at any time. And then also something that gives people a strong introduction to how you teach, how you operate, the language that you use within your community, and unpacks any of the mindset or misbehaviors that led them to the problem that they're coming to you for a solution. So that's the first step in the customer map. The next part of that journey, which would be introduced at the end, the culmination of that initial experience. So at the end of the workshop, you give them the option to continue the journey. You need to know in advance where you're going to send them to continue their transformation. So the next thing might be into a slightly higher ticket item, which is an investment that will make sense financially, meaning you don't have to oversell it because they've already gone through this introductory experience. So the next thing might be a mid-range course. You know, priced, let's just say, depending on what your market is, right? Because pricing varies based on what your market and your offering is. But let's say it's, you know, if your first product was $47, your next thing might be $197 to $397. And that course experience will allow the person to go through and learn and acquire some skill, meaning they are now, you know, I've unpacked the mindset stuff. I've dealt with the drama. I know how you talk. I'm ready to listen to you. I trust you. And I made a minimal investment. And I felt like I got a return on it. So now I'm in this deeper experience where I'm able to either work with you one-on-one or really attain a skill set that I know is going to be either profitable, some sort of transformation, but it's an isolated, independent thing. An easy example might be if you are teaching someone how to, you know, ride a bike, if that first course experience is, well, why do you want to ride a bike and why haven't you ridden a bike? And, you know, let me tell you a little bit more about what bike riding is. That second experience could be, well, let's get you on this bike and ride it. You may not do tricks yet. You may not do anything cool, but let's get you going so that you can feel like this is something you can do. Mm-hmm. And you can teach that in any number of ways. Then the third part of that journey, you know, at the end of that, you say, hey, you know, you now know how to ride a bike, but guess what? Let me tell you that there's something even more to riding bikes. You know, you can learn how to do tricks. You can learn how to ride in different terrain. You can learn about different bikes, but guess what? That's going to vary based on where you are, and I want to continue this journey with you. Let me take you to a long-term relationship where I'm walking this journey with you where you are, and that might be through something like a membership group, and you then walk them into that experience and you convert from that experience into something new. Mind you, all along this way, we're not talking about, you know, running more Facebook ads and getting more leads. We're not talking about taking people from your content right to a member group or from your content right to a big launch. We're talking about bringing everyone in through this experience so that they're very sticky and that you are maximizing the lifetime revenue per client so that you're getting additional coin from each one versus just that one quick short money. We're talking long money.
Right. So I've heard in the past, you know, your best customers are your existing customers.
Yes. I mean, it's, I think that oftentimes you get so caught up in, I need a massive email list and I need all the followers. When in reality, you know, what do they talk about? The 1,000 true fans, right? If you can get 1,000 people to spend $97 on you a year, well, now you're a six-figure earner. So what can happen if you can get those 1,000 people to now spend $1,000, you know, and you never had to spend extra? My Facebook ad revenue a year is like $2,000 because but I still run a multi-7-figure business because I have different income streams and they're diversified, but I also serve the heck out of people that I have. So they'll buy dirty tap water from me but I don't sell dirty tap water. I sell only the crystal clear, amazing stuff from Fiji. Yes. Only the best. However, they would because of the way I serve them. They know that I only give them the best of the best. So they're stuck with me. They're willing to be there in the trenches with me because we're doing this together. So the journey continues that way where you're just aware of where you're taking people after you take them. You create this funnel for after the funnel. And that's part of the serving. That's part of making sure that you're actually getting the transformation. And it's also part of building a lasting community that's reliable for revenue as you build your business in other areas.
Amazing. How do you manage that funnel? Do you have systems in place to know, okay, there are X number of people in this course and only this number in this course? Yet there's an email that goes out 30 days after they buy. Like, is it at that level?
Absolutely. So, I mean, in the very beginning, it was testing and beta testing systems, right? So all my all the pitching that I did of the next step in the journey was actually done live. So I would like hop in a Facebook group and I would say, hey, guys, this is what the opportunity is. Are you interested? And let's answer these questions, you know, so that I could really get a sense for what was happening real time. It's a little scary for some, you know, but it was how I could figure out whether or not this model worked. Now some of that's automated where all I have to do is really hop in live and say, hey, an opportunity is coming to your inbox. And I will send that email out, you know, to the people that have been selected to join and it'll go forward that way. But yeah, I mean, if you are serving with excellence and people are happy where they are and they realize that, you know, this course was one of the best experience I've ever had, which is the thing I'm most proud of is the fact that at every stage of investment that people have taken along my funnel after the funnel, you know, that they say to themselves, this was worth more than what I paid to be here. Of course, I will happily give you my money because I know that I'm going to get 10 times the value down the line. It is worth it. And so my conversion rate is 43% for every single stage that I go. Well, for my first stage, it's higher, it's 70%. But for the higher value going into my membership group, I'm able to convert anywhere between 43%. In one of my launches, we did 59% of the member group into, or the course group into my membership. model because of the level of service that they received. So, but yeah, that's pitched live, and then it's followed up with an email, and it happens, you know, a couple of days before the course finally closes, so that we can take care, so that I can take advantage of that urgency, so people understand that it's time to commit. But it also allows me the opportunity to still engage in that conversation and have questions in a closed arena, because obviously none of this is done publicly.
Mm-hmm. So cool. What tools are you using to help you do all this?
Oh, yes. So my tools, this is my favorite because I know that you're also like a software gadget geek, right? So, obviously I'm all about Team Samkart, right? They are the greatest. Samkart all day, right? So Team Samkart's the greatest. I love all the guys there. I actually live 20 minutes from their headquarters. So, absolutely love the Samkart guys. They are one of the best checkout systems I have ever used in my life. Easy, seamless, and they work. And I know that Pat has an affiliate link. I'm sure, you know, that you could probably make sure that everyone who's interested is able to grab Samkart if they're not using it already. But they're great. You know, it's seamless, so people can check out there. I use that for my quick intro products, you know, so that people are able to go there, buy those, inexpensive, they get it, the service is excellent. And then I also use, I use Slack. So Slack is the thing that we use for our service during these launch times. Now, our service is set up where we like to deal with things like, you know, right away. So we create Slack channels that are dedicated per each member group. So like per each launch course group. So if it's like cycle 7 of 1K one day, we will actually create a separate Slack channel for that. And then our communications happen there rather than through email. So we can handle things very quickly. So, I mean, I'll get a phone number sent to me and I'm able to call right away and say, hey,
this is with... This is your community of customers are in Slack with you?
No. This is just my team is in Slack.
Okay.
And this is how we're handling our customer service. But I have I have tested doing Slack that way, and it's difficult. You can only do it with a certain number of people because it can get tough to manage.
Okay.
But but we do have a hotline as part of our member portal, so people can call me. That is one of the perks of being part of the community. You can call me, and you have a phone number, and
leads. Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, okay.
I mean,
can we pause just a minute and talk about that? Because that obviously exudes a certain level of care and service, like you've been talking about.
Okay. Absolutely.
You don't just put your cell phone number there, do you?
No, it's not my cell phone number. It's a Google Voice number, but it goes to my phone. So I've been on live broadcast and like told people, hold on a second, and like answered phone calls from rich friends. Definitely.
I would imagine that would just go off all day, every day.
What I do is I let it roll over to my phone for a certain number of hours a day. So I don't publicize when I'm going to be available on the line, but every day for a certain number of hours, I leave the line open, and any calls that come through, I answer them directly. The remainder of the calls that come through they're transcribed to a Google Voice email message that goes into a special dedicated inbox that is then filtered by my team and comes to me directly so that I can respond. So we have a 24/7 active rich friend hotline.
All of your customers, even the lower level products, get access to that number?
Nope. Only if you are behind closed doors as part of the membership community.
Boom. Okay. Got it. Just wanted to get the details.
Definitely. No, of course. So, so one of my favorite tools, of course, is Slack, so that we can use that just to make sure that we have top level customer service. It's how we address things on the spot. So, I mean, that is something we do for everything, but for launches in particular, we have dedicated channels. Mm-hmm. And that's been just a game changer. We use Teachable, love Teachable as well. I know you're a Teachable guy too.
I love Teachable. Saying all the right things
right? You know, I love Teachable.
Full disclosure, I am an advisor for Samkart and Teachable.
Well, then, I mean, obviously that's why they're the best also, because you know all the good things. So, so Teachable, so there's that, and they're great. I love them. And then I also use ConvertKit.
Hey, look at that.
I know.
Another one.
The holy trifecta of awesome tools. So it just works. I mean, honestly, we laugh about it because it's like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. But you know what? People who've been doing this for a while and are really into service, they use these platforms because they work, because they are fairly inexpensive, and they grow with your business. And then lastly, the thing that's great about Teachable, ConvertKit, and Samkart is all of those teams are run by people people who are as dedicated to their business as you are. Sure. And their service shows that. And for me, you know, if I'm running a high level business with high touch concierge service and, you know, a lot of compassion, you better believe that I want to make sure that the people that are running the systems that I recommend, as well as systems that I am leveraging for my team, care about it as much as I do. So yeah, those are the systems I use. And I'm sure you have a link below that people can click.
Yeah. I mean, those are all great tools, and I'll definitely put the affiliate links down in the show notes. So that's smartpassiveincome.com/session305. But more importantly, I think the link that people want to know is, Nicole, where can people go to find out more information from you? And I think you said you had something cool to share too.
Yes. So you can learn more at NicoleWalters.tv/SPI. I've got lots of goodies there for the entire crew.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you so much. And really quick, one final Nicole piece of advice for all the people out there who are hustling right now, who are listening. They're encouraged. They're motivated. One final piece of advice.
I'm pausing because I need a minute.
That's okay. I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I just wanted a little bit more.
Yeah, I know. At the end, I know. I try not to use any go-tos. Okay, got it. So the one thing I want people to realize is in 2018, the resources you need may be in the form of people. So open your eyes, look around, listen closely, and use your resources.
Love that. I love that. Nicole, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I'm sure a lot of people who have never heard of you, or maybe they heard of you but had never gotten to know you, now know you and want to hang out with you now. So NicoleWalters.tv/SPI is where to go. And again, thank you for your time today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Pat. Bye, guys.
Cheers. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Nicole Walters from NicoleWalters.tv. But again, you can also go to NicoleWalters.tv/SPI to get all the goodies she has to share with you. And of course, if you want the show notes, which has those links and all the other links and resources mentioned in this episode, very easily, you can go to smartpassiveincome.com/session305. Once again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/session305. Nicole, thank you so much for your energy and your wisdom. Every time I'm with you or even just talk to you virtually like we did today, I'm always smiling. Thank you for making the world smile and helping all of us out today. I appreciate it. And hey, make sure you subscribe to the show if you haven't already, because we got a lot of great stuff coming your way. And it's just going to be amazing. It's going to be super helpful for you no matter what level you're at. So make sure you subscribe. Thank you for all the reviews in advance. And hey, if you don't know who I am, my name is Pat Flynn. I'm here to help you make more money, save more time, and help more people too. Until next time, keep rocking it. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey there, and thanks for sticking around to the end. If you're looking for more great shows like this one, definitely give How Success Happens a listen, another great show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On How Success Happens, Robert Tuchman features some of today's brightest entrepreneurial minds talking about overcoming challenges and viewing them as learning experiences to create success. The challenges that entrepreneurs face are ultimately what make many of us successful, however we define success, and that's what the show is all about. There's lots of names you'll surely recognize on the show every single week. Just recently, Robert had Nasty Gal CEO Sophia Amoruso on the show, and the former CEO of Snapple the week before that, which is really awesome. So listen to How Success Happens right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.